football on off the ball.
To start with my brother from another mother, Patrick Kluivert, you had Edgar David, you had Frank Rijkaard, you had, and if I need to name one, Frank Rijkaard was of course the man.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football on Off the Ball with Novibet. The summer of football has kicked off, and whether you're a new or existing customer, the Novibet app is here. Novibet, more power to you. 18 plus, see gamblingcare.ie.
This is News Talk.
Now then, there was real disappointment for the Republic of Ireland women's national football team last night as they were beaten by France 1-0 in Grenoble. It was, to be fair to the French, an amazing goal worthy of winning any game. Melvin Millar with a brilliant overhead kick after 40 minutes. But Ireland were the better team in the second half. At least four really, really good opportunities to score in the second half, not to mention the Taniba Samura red card after 72 minutes for France. So plenty of regrets for Ireland, and I'm very happy to say that Sue Ronan, former Republic of Ireland manager, is with us on the line. Sue, how are you keeping?
Good, Owen. How are you keeping?
Yeah, all good. Just before we get into a couple of the clips from last night, your general feeling today, as I mentioned there in the intro, it feels that because Ireland were very good in that second half, that almost gives us a more acute sense of disappointment today.
Yeah, and I suppose that shows you overall how well we've done in this campaign and, pardon me, in the second half of the game last night, that today the overriding feeling, I think, of everybody is one of disappointment that we didn't win the game or couldn't win the game and qualify directly for the finals in Brazil next year. So yeah, I think there was huge positives to take, not only from last night but from the campaign in general.
Well, let's hear from the Republic of Ireland manager Carla Ward speaking to our own Stephen Doyle after the defeat.
If I'm being really brutally honest, I think I really do. I think that, you know, we've really developed a clear identity. We've raised standards. We've built a togetherness which is like a family. And I kind of said that to the group this morning. And we have a character about us where if we go behind, we have to fight to get back in front. We have to ensure that, you know, we continue to build on our identity. And I think somebody asked me a similar question actually earlier. And it's actually John Martin. We were out for a walk. And he said, how different is it to the group you picked up? And I said, yeah, you know, I picked up a group that was hurt. Lots of players had left. Transition time, and there was a lot of work to do. So it's not been easy, and it's not happened overnight. It's happened over a period. And that's why it's really important that we continue that work, because this group can get better and better. And I believe that, full believe that. After the campaign, I looked at where we're at, what we've got, what we do well, how I want to play, but what are Ireland really good at? And I think some of you in that press conference, when I said it needed to be a little bit of Carla with the ball and Ireland without the ball, and I sat down with Katie, actually, in London, and we had a really long conversation about a lot of things, I remember thinking, if we can bring an Irish off-the-ball mentality and a Carla Ward mentality with the ball, this could be quite exciting. And I think it has been. I do think it has been.
Yeah, the word transition in there, Sue. How far down that path of transition is this Republic of Ireland team? Because it's been a very impressive few fixtures from them, and I wonder if this is close to the final version of how good this team can be.
Well, I think we've seen huge improvement throughout the campaign and throughout Carla's tenure as the head coach. I think, and she probably, if she's been honest herself, she probably admitted, I think when she came in first, she was maybe a little bit naive in terms of the style of football she wants to play at international level. Her experience was from the club game, and it is a different kettle of fish. You know, even if you're playing weaker nations, they can still cut you open. And I think we saw that in that first, the home game against Turkey, a little bit tentative, we won it, but the away game to Slovenia, when we shipped four goals by playing attacking football and leaving ourselves with just one defensive midfielder, and we were caught in the counter-attack numerous times, I think that's where most of the goals came from. So I think that was a lesson, a harsh lesson, and I know she's always said that she learns the most lessons in defeat. So I think we've definitely evolved from then. she's understood what we're good at as a nation. You know, we've always been hard to beat, all our teams. We're resilient, that never say die attitude. But she's also now slowly introduced her own style in terms of when we're in possession. So out of possession was always great. That's been tidied up. She's found the formation that suits us, the 5-3-2 or 3-5-2, whatever you want to call it. And now she's introduced those patterns of play and that confidence in the players, I guess, when we're in possession. And we've seen that transition right through the campaign. I mean, it started off in the game against against France in Tala Stadium, the first opening game of the campaign, and like we just didn't have enough to beat them, but came so close. Same in the away game against Holland, and they're two top nations, as we all know. Then it all came together. That third game away to Poland, I think that's the best football I've ever seen an Irish team play, and it was magnificent. It just clicked. Continue that into the home game, and then, of course, last Friday night. And just unfortunately didn't have enough there last night against the French. But you talk about the transition. There has been a transition, and I definitely think there's more to come from this team and this squad. And an area I think she'd be looking at herself is to continue to build that depth. Again, early in the campaign, I feel maybe she didn't trust her bench as much as she does now, or maybe she didn't have the options on the bench. But now our bench are game changers, you know. So I definitely think that's an area where we will improve and we'll continue to see that transition.
Okay, well, that's very exciting because, as you've referenced there, that Poland performance, if you put that down as the best performance that Ireland have possibly ever put in, you can start to build a case that maybe in the next year, year and a half, we may see a higher peak from this Republic of Ireland team than we saw under Vera Pauw, which I think up until, you know, four fixtures ago, that was still the high watermark of the Republic of Ireland women's national team. It still hadn't quite got to those heights. It felt anyway, as it did in the 2023 World Cup or in qualifying for that World Cup. Whereas now it feels that we haven't seen the end point of this, but the trajectory might just be about to overtake that. Now, of course, that argument will seem foolish, Sue, unless they actually go and qualify for the World Cup.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, you talk about Vera's team, and of course, that was the first team, women's team, that qualified for finals, and it was a fantastic achievement. But if you look back on those games, it was a different style of football. You know, we were really hard to beat. We were quite solid at the back, and it was quite a defensive shape. And then catching the opponent on the break and, you know, maybe scoring from set play. And we're lucky enough to come through the playoff game against Scotland, and we qualified, which was great. But now I think you're seeing us play better when we're in possession. We still have those out of possession traits, which I mentioned is a hallmark of Irish teams and has been traditionally of the women's team over the years. But now I think we have technical players now coming through that maybe weren't quite ready when Vera had the team. Maybe you're getting more game time at a higher level, and they're definitely not afraid to get on the ball. And I think for me now it's about that consistency, because again, on Friday night, the first 20 minutes or so, Holland came at us really hard, and it took us a while to get into the game. But once we got our flow and got the goal, you know, we put some great patterns together in the second half. Likewise, last night, we were sort of being overrun a bit by the French early doors. And look, that's going to be expected. You're playing a team at the highest level, and the level those girls are playing at, like the strength and fitness levels of them and the pace of the game they're used to at club level is probably higher than most of our players are currently experiencing. So for me now, but in the second half, we quelled that storm. In the second half, we played some great possession football. Is that because we're 1-0 down? Is that a mentality thing? Or is it just, you know, we're easing ourselves into the game? I just think that consistency now is probably the next step as well for this team.
Yeah, what do you think? What is your theory on Ireland playing well at 1-0 down?
Yeah, I don't know. It could be a case of maybe they feel, you know, the shackles are off. They have to go for it. They're a little bit more confident, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it was the instructions from the staff that, you know, they kept it tight early on. But it just did seem to take them a while to get up to speed to the French. And there was a lot of movement, a lot of running off the ball, a lot of trying to cover spaces. And in fairness, we did it very, very well. We really, apart from that wonder goal by Mallard, we really limited the French to no clear-cut chances, really. But then once we got on the ball in the second half and expressed ourselves and, you know, had the French on the back foot and maybe pushed that 10, 15 yards further up the pitch, I think a change of personnel also helps. I think Jess Sue is a very good technical player. And I think in both games now, she's really affected us getting on the ball in midfield. I think last night as well, in the first half, Denise O'Sullivan wasn't quite at it. I think she admitted that herself, unusually so. She's always so good. Emily Murphy wasn't quite at it either. Was that to do with the fact they hadn't played the game on Friday? They're out of season with their clubs a couple of weeks. Maybe they just weren't up to the pace of the game. Second half, Denise definitely came into it more. I think she was in a little bit of a deeper role when Megan Connolly went off. So potentially that helps her better, or helps us better build from the back to the front, because she's going to be one of those players that gets on the ball. So, yeah, I mean, I think Carla is introducing that confidence into them and that trust. So it's about maybe trying to do that from the beginning of games now going forward.
You mentioned Denise O'Sullivan there. She was speaking to our own Stephen Doyle after the game as well. Let's have a listen to this.
Definitely bad thing. Yeah. Yeah, I never want to miss games. And then you're a game behind. And look, I know I could have been better myself tonight, and it's particularly in the first half. Probably could have held the ball up a bit more for the team. But felt like we were just a bit under the cosh in the whole first half with a lot of pressure. But personally, I'm disappointed as well with my own performance. And look, I've over 100 caps for my country. I can take responsibility when it's time. And you know, tonight I wasn't really good enough. But that happens, and that's football, and I'll take that in the chin, and we'll go into October with a positive mindset.
Yeah, you look like the game has really affected you tonight, and I think a lot of supporters out there will be thinking that this woman's given everything for her country, and you know, we owe a lot to her. So I'm just kind of interested why you've kind of maybe taken it so hard this evening.
Yeah, I'm disappointed, but look, it is what it is. I always want to perform for my country, do you know what I mean? But in that first half, I thought I had to do more, and I didn't. But that's okay, and I keep my head up, and big game's not October to play for the team, but we're all disappointed right now, because you know, we wanted to get to the World Cup, we wanted to qualify automatically, but France are a world class team, and as I said, it just shows the growth of the team that we're disappointed to not go automatically through. But as I said, we've big games in October, we've got to keep our heads up.
Denise O'Sullivan there speaking to Stephen Doyle after the disappointment of yesterday. I guess as well, Sue, when it comes to how we're judging the peak of this team, the depth part is a massive part of that conversation. Like, as you mentioned there, the impact that Ireland have got off the bench in the last couple of games has been really significant. But I guess we're always going to judge this team on what sort of tune Carla Ward manages to get out of O'Sullivan and Katie McCabe in particular.
Yeah, absolutely. And you heard Denise there. I mean, she's our own, she criticizes herself as more than anyone does, or, you know, her own biggest critique. And she knows herself that she wasn't at the level she normally is at in the first half. And I mean, nobody can criticize Denise because of the what she's given Ireland over the years. And very, very seldom can you say she's had a poor game or a poor half a game, never mind a game. So, yeah, I suppose Denise and Katie are the I suppose the landmark players that we have, the two world-class players. But I think, you know, we've seen a really solid performance and a great performance from the back five in general throughout the campaign. I think Caitlin Hayes has been magnificent. Anna Patton's been magnificent getting forward when she has to, later in games when we're pushing on. She's very comfortable on the ball. She can move into midfield and carry that ball. I think... trying to think of, what's her name out on the right wing back now? Aoife Mannion, to be fair, like, she's a defender. I think originally she's a centre half, and she gets up and down the line like a wing back does when asked to. And, you know, to be fair to her, she's never found wanting. And Chloe Mustaki has slotted into the defence like she's been there forever, allowing Katie maybe to roam. So, you know, I think we've seen the emergence of we've seen the strengthening of the defence. We've seen the emergence of players like Emily Murphy, who's really come to the fore in this campaign and has been a revelation. Jessu back to fitness now has always been a high potential player since underage. Let's hope she can keep injury free. And as we mentioned, Abby Larkin, I mean, Abby again has always been a starlet at underage. So, you know, those players are technical players. They're not afraid. They want to get on the ball. They're comfortable on the ball and they can drive this team forward. So, you know, between those players and the landmark players that we have are the world-class players. And you would hope that one or two more in the coming 8 months to 10 months will make that breakthrough and start knocking on the door and build the depth in even greater detail and push us on to qualify for that World Cup, because as you say, we're not there yet.
No, it's fascinating though, even kind of thinking back to what Carla was saying in her first answer there in the press conference bit that we played about building an identity and talking about doing that, you know, being Carla Ward on the ball, being Ireland off the ball was her first press conference message, and even just the way in which they've settled into that formation that you've outlined there, it just feels perfect for an Irish team. And look, maybe that's loaded somewhat because the men's team are playing that same formation as well, but it does feel that sort of ability to lean on three centre backs, you know, lean on them to actually play in your midfielders, play in your attackers, have loads of possession in a game and relying on your wing backs to stretch your opponent. It kind of feels that this is the Irish way at the moment, and both teams, not least this women's national team, are very comfortable in that.
Yeah, and I think those three centre halves gives us that solidity at the back, and then having the three midfielders in front, and a lot of the time when we're defending, it's a two and a one, and it keeps us solid centrally. And I think any team we've played against in this group, the Dutch and the Netherlands in particular, when they've attacked and we've got them out wide and they haven't beat us in a 1v1, but they're just turning back to get a cross in, or they're whipping a cross in on the run, I mean, our centre halves would eat those up all day. I mean, they're set, they're brave, they're very good in the air. We've got a keeper who come off our line and catch them, and you know, we're happy for teams to play in wide areas and whip the ball in, and as I say, we mop them up, you know. So I think getting the defence solid first is of course the fundamental part to any successful team, and definitely the five at the back gives that bit of security, and then you're hoping and which has happened, to be fair, we can get our wing backs forward, particularly on the left hand side where we've got Katie McCabe who can swing in a ball and put it on a sixpence. But then when you have those technical players in front of the back five and that solidity there, and then you've got players who can play ball, and the front five in general have all been very good. I mean, Kira Caruso's run her heart out and she's been really good up top, as has Amber Barrett, to be fair. When she's come on, she's got some vital goals. So I think it's a good identity to build on, and I think it definitely suits us. You know, we can't underestimate the level some of the teams are playing are at, and the level they've been playing at for years, the level their players are playing at a club level. They're playing in Champions League finals every year. You know, so it is a big ask and it is a big step up to their level. So to be solid first and then get on the ball and cause them problems, which is what we've been doing, the Carlo way, as they say, I think that definitely suits us.
Yeah, definitely. So a very disappointing evening in isolation last night, but lots of optimism ahead of what will hopefully be four games before the World Cup next year. Sue Ronan, thanks a million for joining us this evening. Appreciate your time.
Cheers. Thank you all.
Cheers.
Take
we'll care. Take a quick break.
Football on Off the Ball with NoviBet. Don't just track the score, watch it live on the NoviBet app. NoviBet, more power to you. 18 plus, see gamblingcare.ie. This is News Talk.